It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Third and six. Dak. Watt chasing. Coming in. Ball out. Herbig jumps on it. And the Steelers have forced the turnover. Second and five. Prescott. High into the end zone. Intercepted. Mistake there. Dante Jackson the pick. Second and ten. Prescott, nothing open. Taking off. Second and ten. Prescott, nothing open. Taking off. And now fires to the end zone. Caught by Dowdle for a touchdown. And the Cowboys take the lead. Second and goal. Field shovel. Fryer move. Touchdown. Pittsburgh. Prescott. Throws. Crossing. It's caught for the touchdown. It's Tolbert. Stays in the game. And grabs it for the score.
All that courtesy of NBC. What a horrifying game that was, Bob, in the end. How are you?
Well, sleep-deprived, like I know you are, like most of us are. A lot of call-offs today, I bet, from work, but other than that, fine.
Is that a Mario pullover? 66 with a star? That thing is unbelievable. Where'd you get that?
At the hockey fantasy camp that he has.
Wow, that is nice. It's like a very thin sort of windbreaker pullover.
It's nice. It's actually has pants with it, too, so it's a good thing.
Very impressive. Limits doing well over there?
I'm doing well, Joe.
You look wonderful. You combed your hair in Jim Carrey style, Ace Ventura style today. Look at him, Bob. He
yes,
looks
indeed.
Like $1 million, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, it's like coiffed in the front.
All right, let's not pitter-patter around the issue here. That was a terrible, terrible loss. I would like 2 minutes to talk about that, Limits, like a two-minute drive, and then I'm going to hand it over to Bob for his soliloquy. Are we ready for this? It doesn't matter if you have a time clock or not. Give me a 10-second warning when I'm getting close to the two-minute line, okay?
I will do that.
Thank you, Limits. Bob, are you prepared for yours when I throw you the baton here?
I'm ready to say whatever I want to say concerning the situation.
Man,
yes,
there's a lot to talk about today, including two big issues, which would be Fields and Pickens. But I'm going to start with this. I'm going to start with late in the game as the Steelers are driving for what would be the go-ahead touchdown. Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth praising Mike Tomlin and the Steelers to no end because they might win another ugly game at the end. Tirico said, in very complimentary fashion, I might add, "We've seen this Steelers game 1,000 times, haven't we, Chris?" And then Chris chimes in and says, "They practice for this. They live for this." Why are we lauding Mike Tomlin and the Steelers for lowering themselves into a tug of war in the mud with the shorthanded Cowboys where they need a bounce somehow at the end to pull out another ugly win? What is commendable about that? Where has that gotten you? Honestly, where has that gotten you? Somebody should tell those two guys that the Steelers haven't won a playoff game in 7 years and that this formula doesn't work. It doesn't work. Dumbing yourselves down so you can win 13-11 every game doesn't work in the long run. It might get you in the playoffs. It might, or it might not. I don't know. Throw out the outlier season when they went 12-4 and got their asses handed to them by the Browns, and you've got 9-6-1, 8-8, 9-7-1, 8-8, 10-7, and now 3-2. This formula doesn't work. And we saw it manifested in the first half when they're driving, they're trailing 3-0, and they have a 3rd and 8 at the other team's 28, and they run a pitch out to a substitute teacher. I had a substitute teacher, Bob. Her name was Mrs. Newthart. We called her Mrs. Newfart. They going to feature her in next week's game? You're going to pitch out on 3rd and 8? Why do you do that? Because you're living in your fears. Because you don't trust your quarterback. Because you're playing for a field goal. You feel like your defense is going to win you the game in the end, except it didn't. And then you lament after the game, oh, we should have fallen on that fumble on 3rd down there. Fumbles are 50-50, and so is every damn Steeler game. The Cowboys didn't fall on a fumble. Justin Fields miraculously got it. Okay, sometimes you get lucky, sometimes you don't. Last year against the Browns, they got lucky in the home game early in the season. You don't always return an interception for a touchdown like Highsmith did. You don't always pick up a fumble, have it bounce right into your hands, and run for a touchdown like T.J. Watt did. When you leave it to those kinds of bounces at the ends of games, you're living a losing battle in the end. The other coach has done more in the past several years than Mike Tomlin, and he beat him in a Super Bowl. I'm sick of watching it. I'm sick of people lauding Tomlin for this, and it doesn't work. This formula doesn't work. If you have a quarterback that you don't trust to throw the ball on 3rd and 8 from the other team's 28, trailing 3-0 in the first quarter, then what the hell are we doing? Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Counselor. That was good. You went over, but it was worth it. It was a really spirited and passionate 2 minutes. So I will agree with a lot of what you're going to say because I went second and I happen to agree with a lot of your terms here. But I want to say this about how they operate. Mike Tomlin has always asked so much of his defense, so much. He asks really not much of his offense, and that has to change. You cannot go into these games, same thing that you're going to use here, playing not to lose, because when you do that, you invite whatever team it is to be in a position to beat you, and you're not always going to do that when your offense is putting up less than 200 yards, less than 95 yards passing, awful on 3rd down, 3 for 12. You just can't do it. It's simple. And it's to the point. Offense needs to be asked to do more. Slow starts. We hear it all the time. Slow starts. When it's convenient to say, well, we do not want these things. They affect the fluidity of a game. And yet when you lose a game, term it as insignificant, is just wrong. Slow starts have really been the problem here for the last several years. They don't get off to good first quarters. If you look at what happened in the first quarter and second quarter, over the past 5 games, we've played 10. They have 2 combined touchdowns in 10 quarters of football. You need to ask more of your offense. You must demand more of your offense. And when that happens, don't be afraid on 3rd and 8 to throw the ball. You're already in Boswell territory. Why play to protect a field goal? Go for something more. Go after it. Your quarterback cannot always be expected just not to fumble and not to throw an interception, because we saw last night. They lost the turnover game. They were -3 in the turnover game, and the offense did nothing with those 3 turnovers, and that's why they lost. But on the other hand, even though I said he's asking more of his defense, and the defense statistically is still pretty good, this is what you need to understand about their defense. They are being victimized by this offense, because offense needs to score to put some points between themselves and give them a little cushion. Instead, in the fourth quarter, involved in a 3-point game, the defense, when called upon, if it's championship caliber, must stop the other team. They did not do that. 95-yard drive in the fourth quarter, a 70-yard drive in the fourth quarter. They did not make key plays. Their run defense got gouged by back-to-back weeks. Now, especially yesterday, a team that came in one of the worst run teams in football.
Yes.
And they got gouged. Their run defense gave up over 100 yards to someone no one really knew. Not to mention 3rd down conversions. We talk about it on offense, it applies on defense. Their 3rd down conversions getting off the field are horrendous in this game. Quite frankly, if you looked at the yards of this game, and the yards kind of tell the story here, Dallas dominated in every statistical category, and somehow they still managed, because of it, they managed to be -3 in the turnover, they had 11 penalties, they also had a field goal blocked. All of this on the road, and they still won a football game. How is that possible? And the only reason it is because the offense hasn't been really called upon to do much. Just don't turn the ball over. That is a losing proposition, and it'll get you what you've gotten, which are close games, tight to the vest. If that's the way you want to play them, you better win them all. If that's the way you want to do it, you can't afford to lose a game like this at home against a team that, quite frankly, was minus a lot of its key players, just like last year when Indianapolis, or last week, Indianapolis minus a whole bunch of their star players, yes, and yet they still were able to build a 17-0 lead from which they could not dig out. So this falls on the offense, in my mind, principally number one, but the defense, when called upon, didn't do the job.
So it falls on Tomlin, in other words. And
well, again, I agree, you're with asking too much of your defense and nothing of your offense.
The defense stinks.
But you can't ask your offense to do nothing.
I know. I totally overrated this defense three games in. Shame on me. They got pushed all over the field. The only way that what happened last night can be a good thing is if it gets Mike Tomlin to change his ways here. If it gets him to change his ways. But I don't think it will. He was lamenting after the game their missed opportunities. What? As if, hey, you know, and he said at halftime, we're kicking our own tails here. No, you were getting pushed all over the field. All over the field. That rightfully should have been a double-digit Cowboy win by how the game actually went. And if anybody missed opportunities, it was the Cowboys.
Yes, they were the ones.
Dak Prescott made, and he was great for most of the night, made two just ruinous interceptions. Fumble, everything else. They're the ones that missed opportunities. Please, please don't leave this game. If you're in that Steeler locker room thinking, yeah, we blew one there. We should have had it. We outplayed them and it was just a couple. No, you got your asses kicked. Kicked by a team that had no running game. They don't even have a running back. And they came in here and they ran just like the Colts ran. Dak Prescott sat back there and picked you apart for the whole game. And the other thing I'm sick and tired of is how all the players love and respect Tomlin so much. Does it look like Pickens does? Because it doesn't look that way to me.
Mm-mm.
And that would be, you know,
but that's a lot of that falls on George Pickens too. He's somewhat of a, I don't know what he is, but you've got to do more. And I don't understand the explanation Mike Tomlin gave for why he didn't have as many snaps as Austin and Jefferson.
It was the nicest explanation of a benching in NFL history. The nicest explanation of a guy got benched. Let's hear Tomlin after the game.
You know, we just wanted to kind of minimize his reps in an effort to get more productivity. You know, we just trying to rep manage in terms of the totality of the big picture. He wasn't less of a focal point in terms of our intentions of what we wanted to do offensively, but we did want to cut his reps a little bit in an effort to get higher quality play, just in general.
That is the nicest way of saying we benched his ass in maybe in the history of sports. We just kind of minimized his snaps in an effort to get more productivity,
yeah,
Bob. How nice of them. How nice and how smart of them. Let's not have our only receiver on the field when we're trying to win a game.
Yeah, it made no sense whatsoever. And when you look at the snaps, as I said, Austin and Jefferson, come on now. You're giving them more than the guy who you expect to be your man. The man who came into the game saying, always open and his eye black. Okay.
Always blank and open.
Well,
right.
I wasn't going to say that.
I know, but what? How do you think that plays? If you're in the big picture, it's not a big deal. But if you're Art Rooney the second, like, all right, we're the Steelers on national TV, and that's what you have painted on your face, and then you go out and play like that, and the team goes out and plays like that. It was painted or written on his eye black, right?
Yes, and you know that's the wrong look for a guy who wasn't open. He got caught, and Justin Fields tried to force feed him a few times, and it was dangerous to do so. Listen, I feel bad for Justin Fields in a way because I think what we saw from him in Chicago was they just didn't have an offensive plan, so he ran wild.
He didn't play well, Bob.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is it's hard to play quarterback if you're playing not to lose, and your number one focus, it seems, is not turning the ball over.
Well, in the first half, I thought that they let him unleash the ball down the field a little bit. He averaged like 15 yards in the air per pass. So they did do some of that.
Not but enough he, for me.
He was inaccurate.
But I want to start.
I thought he had Mount Washington and Collinsworth set it on the broadcast, but a little loft on the ball.
But he had a nice throw to Connor Hayward, which he got both hands on. I know that's a tough catch, but it's one that I think somebody has to make.
That's a 50-50 there. It could have been a better throw, but it should have been caught. And then he almost got picked going the other way. It should have been picked going to Jefferson. All right, let's get into this then. And we will. No, we won't. First, I want to talk about the timeouts.
Yeah.
how do you leave that game? Last week he kept him in his hip pocket. This week he was dumping him on the field like Gatorade. What is he doing? What is he doing in the second half? How do you have the ball? How do you have the ball? 15 seconds left. First of all, there would have been more than 15 if he had used his timeouts right. But secondly, okay, 15. You have a field goal kicker who could hit from 60 to put the game in overtime. And you have no timeouts left? He used the first one before a 4th-and-1 for the Steelers. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep-and-switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No, is there a problem with the operation here? It's 4th and inches.
Those should never happen.
Lean forward.
Yeah, just lean forward.
Wasn't as bad as the second one, which was miscommunication on his defense. 12 men on the field, they got to blow another one. And then the last one, Bob. The last one, there could have been a 10-second runoff. Or there was a 10-second runoff.
Right.
They could have avoided that by using a timeout. And Mike Tomlin essentially said, no thanks. Who needs 10 seconds? And then he used one before the 4th down play. Before the 4th down play.
At that point, there was no reason not to use it just to make sure. You had only one left. You weren't going to get you had to stop him. So
no,
you had to make sure.
No, you could have used that timeout. And not only that, those are the dumbest timeouts in the world because you get to see what the other team's doing. Like, what are they going to do?
The
same thing after the timeout?
Right there. So I don't. That's,
yeah, and guess what?
But the first two that you mentioned, those are ones you want to have in your hip pocket at the end.
Yeah.
So you
say
him for offense.
Why didn't he take it to play before then? That's number one. Number two, Mike McCarthy quoted as saying he used Tomlin's timeout to get a different personnel package on the field with more protection for Prescott.
Okay.
So he used that timeout.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine, but you still have to execute the play, and they didn't. So, you know, that's the problem with that is it just there's one play left. That's it. So it all comes down to one play. What are you going to do? If you don't take a timeout there, people will be critical that he didn't use it to put the right people in to make the play. I don't know. I'm just saying the early part of these timeouts that are used early in games are inexcusable. Those are the problems
either
that
way,
you have late in the game when you have nothing left.
His team had the ball, and he had nothing left. Last week, he goes home on the plane with a timeout. This week, when he what did he think it carried over to this week, Bob? Did he think he had a 4th timeout? It's just brutal. The whole thing was brutal. And then there's Fields. Okay, let's talk about him, Bob. Wait, is that what we're going to talk about?
No, we can talk both, but... My point about that is simply this. It is tough to play quarterback when you're not being asked to go full throttle at times, and it's just about protecting footballs just making sure it's a close game so that we can be in these in the fourth quarter. Well, both Indy and Dallas were wounded birds, both of them. They had injuries. They had you should have come out with a very aggressive mindset on offense.
I thought they did. I thought they did.
In my view,
then why were there so many balls heaved down the field?
When you watched Fields last week, when you saw Fields last week and the week before, to me it showed you can trust him. I would have come out with 10 straight passes. I would have done something they never expected.
I disagree 100%.
They're trying to run the ball and they can't run the ball, Joe.
They let him throw the ball down the field at least 5 times. He averaged 15 yards in the air on his first half attempts.
I want to see more. That's all I'm saying.
I don't. After watching that, here's the thing.
You didn't like what you saw from him last week in the second half?
I loved it.
You liked it the week before? I thought he came out and played well in that game in the air. You know, my point is...
In the second half, here's my point, is that they unleashed him a little bit in the first half last night, and he was pretty bad. In fact, he was awful.
They didn't unleash him on 3rd and 8 in field goal range when they had...
Because he probably saw all the passes before that, but I'm not defending that. When we get to the idea of what Tomlin will do next week... He obviously doesn't trust Fields if you don't let him throw on third and eight. But they did let him throw in the first half down the field. Here's my point with him. Last night was supposed to be sort of an unveiling for Justin Fields, and he wasn't very good. And the question that has cropped up over these past couple weeks is, what can Russell Wilson do that Justin Fields can't? Like, why would you ever play Wilson? And I was thinking along the same lines. I thought we got a very clear lesson in that last night. What Russell Wilson can do that Justin Fields can't, I think, anyway, we'll see when he actually gets on the field, is throw the intermediate and deep ball better. And there is zero chance that Justin Fields could deliver for you the kind of game Prescott did last night.
Here's the other thing. That
picking you apart on short throws for an entire game.
Well, and Prescott was right on with some of those short throws. They have to be right on the money in stride, and it creates a lot of yards. But here's the other thing Russell Wilson can do and has done and will do better than Fields. He looks the field over. There were many opportunities, wheel routes that were open yesterday, and I don't know if he missed them, didn't see them, whatever the result was. I think Russell Wilson, because of his experience, will have that opportunity to see those plays and make those plays work more so than Justin Fields.
All right, well,
it's an experience factor to me with him. That's all. This
situation is now reached ahead because it looks like Russell Wilson could be ready for the Raiders. And it's a very simple question at this point. Should Mike Tomlin go to Russell Wilson, and will he? Those are two very different questions. Should he and will he? That's the big story now. That and Pickens, and we're going to get into Pickens more in the next segment. 412-928-9370 off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. It's all football all the time today. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net, and the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Should he go to Wilson, Bob, and will he? Two very different questions that I'd love for you to answer.
Now, or were you taking a break?
Look,
I thought
Wilson's
you were teasing
healthy.
That up. Okay. If he's healthy, I will say that he won't do it one more week. I think he's going to wait one more week. And quite frankly, I think I've seen enough of Justin Fields over the last two games, not so much last night, that I would try it one more time. I think he gives them a dimension that can help them against the Raiders from what I saw with the Raiders play. They gave up a lot of running yards to quarterbacks, and I think that's something in his hip pocket that he has that I don't think Russell Wilson does at this point, and I don't think they'll put him in a position to do that. I think if this next game is not good at all in any shape or form, then he'll make that change. But I think it's one more week of that before they would make that change. But that's what I think he will do, right? You said two separate questions?
Yeah, and it sounds like that's what you think he should do.
That's what I think he should do for one more week.
I agree with every syllable and half syllable you just uttered, Bob. I'd be a hypocrite right now if I said bench Fields, because I said he, by his play, and I liked what he did against Indy in the second half against the Chargers, he earned the right to have an off game last night. And he also did bring them down the field. It looked like a classic Kenny Pickett game, right?
Right.
Don't do anything for most
of
the game.
One drive.
And we all know that formula. That's why
but
they
again,
fire. It doesn't work.
But this
it
is what happens
work.
When you rely on your defense to make all the plays, and they don't. You can't rely on them every single week. They're not going to be able to do it every single week.
Well,
and a defense
he pretty much pulled out the game last night on that last drive. That should have been the game-winning drive. So I'll give him that. And I'll give him one more week. I'll give him one more week, at least for the start of the game. If he delivers some of the same types of intermediate long balls he did last night, then I'm going to Russell Wilson in the middle of that. If he has a first half like he did last night, Russell Wilson's playing the second half of that game in Vegas.
That's a different question. Is he on a short leash?
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
He had a chance.
By the way, I thought Kyle Allen looked pretty good.
Nice throw, right? Yeah. He hadn't thrown a pass in 2 years.
I know.
It's one of their best throws of the night. So last night was supposed to be the unveiling. I guess I should have known he was in trouble when Antonio Brown tweeted before the game that we were going to get an MVP performance from Fields. That was probably the first sign of trouble, Bob. It was not an unveiling. I can guarantee you most of the people of the millions who watched, who were familiar with his work, said to themselves, that looks like Justin Fields from Chicago. Unfortunately. But it did.
Yeah, except in Chicago, he ran the ball 15 times a game. It started that way. He took some big hits in that game, and that's the danger of doing it. One where he got knocked backwards and had going to concussion look-see kind of thing. But again, I've said it, and I'm not going to switch just because they lost a game the way they lost. I said it would take more than one game make this move.
Me too.
So therefore, I'm not changing that.
But I'm highly discouraged.
I'm more discouraged with the run game. Cannot do anything against a team that was minus two edge rushers to start, and then the top backup to one of those gone. They're a wounded team, that Cowboys team. That's why
when they're healthy, they're a soft run defense.
So that's the point. They couldn't do it. Najee Harris, for being this guy who wants to make opportunities for himself, he didn't take advantage of that last night.
You know what Najee Harris is averaging yards per carry this season? I'll give you each one guess.
3.2.
Bob?
2.9.
3.3. Do you know what Trent Richardson averaged in his last year in the NFL?
Oh, boy. 3.1, I thought.
3.3. He looks like Trent Richardson so far. I thought he had an okay couple games, and I was lauding him, too. I went overboard when they were 3-0. I went overboard, Bob. So did you.
I think a lot of people went overboard just because of the way. But again, it was the same theme, which, again, I think, and I said this to you the week after the Atlanta game, if Kirk Cousins was playing the way he has played, not the first one, I think he was just so uncertain,
yeah,
and was favoring everything. He was not what we saw from him the other night in that game against Tampa. If that's the Kirk Cousins we see in week one, they lose that game
because
they did
trouble.
Not score an offensive touchdown in that game.
You also said, what if Justin Herbert had stayed healthy in the second half?
That's
and
another,
you were right about that, Bob.
Absolutely.
I agreed
Herbert,
with every syllable
that changes
you just
the
said.
Dynamic game. So they're lucky they were 3-0.
And Bo Nix has gotten a million times better.
They got him at the right time. So
you have to start thinking that direction because that defense was awful on its home field last night. Awful.
They got shredded.
And I would say it was more about Prescott making stupid throws than the Steelers making great plays on those interceptions. That, to me, it was.
Well,
anyway.
The one that was egregious when he was trying to force it to C.D. Lamb and went right to Dante Jackson. That, I don't know what he was seeing there. But all those happened in the red zone. Again, the formula that the Steelers like to talk about is don't turn the ball over, win the turnover game, and you're going to win most games. Okay, that may be true, but we've seen instances where they lose that game badly, and they did last night, and they got nothing out of it. Nothing, despite all of the mistakes Dallas made. If you look at Dallas's stat sheet, by rights, they should have lost the game based on the turnovers and the penalties. You know, they had the better yardage. That we've seen that from teams, but when you critically break down on the red zone, you shouldn't win games, and yet they did.
It's a horrible loss. That's the only way to look at it. We all said the Steelers need to get off to a great start. It looked like they were going to do just that. They did just that at 3-0, but man, that feels like a long time ago. And now anything's on the table. I mean, the Raiders don't have a quarterback, a running back, or a receiver, and they might beat this team. I don't feel good. Here's another trivia question for you young gentlemen. The last time the Steelers went on the road, and this speaks to bring this segment full circle, to Tirico and Collinsworth lauding Mike Tomlin for getting himself into a death match with the shorthanded Cowboys, getting outplayed all night, but maybe pulling it out at the end. A classic Tomlin win. We'll win ugly. Yeah, when's the last time you saw a 17-11 playoff win for anybody? It doesn't work. Anyways, what was I saying before that?
You were going to tease something big and heavy. I don't know what it was.
I went off on the Collinsworth Tirico soliloquy. It just the formula does not work long term, Bob, does it?
You can't play tight to the vest and expect to win close games when you're putting yourself in that position every week.
To bring this full circle, the greatest proof of this, either one of you gentlemen tell me the last time the Steelers went on the road and won by more than one score. Anybody? On the road, they win by more than one score.
Well, it wasn't last year.
And it wasn't the year before that.
Oh, you'd have to think back a long time, Bob.
We're talking 2021.
No.
Earlier than that?
The 11-0 start.
We're talking Jacksonville in the 2020 season. They won 27-3 on the road. 2020. That's what they do. This is what the Steelers do. This is what they practice for. This is what they live for. We've seen this Steeler game 1,000 times, said Tirico in complimentary fashion. Yeah, we have. We've seen it 1,000 times, all right. And we know that in the end, it's going to be the same movie over and over again.
Yeah, they win a lot of these games, by the way.
Who cares?
But the problem is, they also put themselves in a position to lose to teams they shouldn't
exactly.
be losing to because of it.
Exactly. And they ain't winning games like that in the playoffs. They're just not.
No, and the other question I would have, if you don't mind me throwing this out, we're due for a break, so I'm gonna, but if you have to get, I watched, and you did too, the AFC North game between the Bengals and the Ravens.
Right.
If the Steelers have to get into that sort of game, do they have any chance against those teams?
You need luck. A lot of people say, well, they own Lamar Jackson.
They slog it down into one of those games you just talked about.
They tried to. They haven't played Burrow. They didn't play him at all last season. He threw 5 touchdowns yesterday. Lamar shredded this team at Heinz Field last year. They dropped like 8 passes, including touchdown passes, or that would have been ugly. So things better change in a hurry around here, Bob. Our six-pack brought to you by Bet365 and the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm. And they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Who should start? Who will start at quarterback? 928-9370.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.